A call to action for allied guardians, fellow guardians of the Liplanet Club. The time has come for us to dig deep and uncover the truth behind the corruption we're facing. We need your help to research, gather, and share crucial information to expose the lies and misinformation being spread by powerful entities. Notice to agent is notice to principal. Notice to principal is notice to agent. We challenge anyone at the so-called WHO, or any similar organization, to provide valid scientific evidence of the monkeypox virus or any other alleged virus. If they cannot, their silence will be taken as an admission that such evidence does not exist. We urge all guardians to take the following steps: research and validate, investigate the claims and sources provided in this message, validate the information and seek out additional credible sources to support our cause, share and spread the word, utilize your social media platforms, reach out to YouTubers, bloggers, and influencers to amplify our message. The more people we reach, the stronger our impact. Gather evidence. If you have any documents, photos, or written accounts that support our cause, please share them with us. Every piece of information counts in our fight for the truth. Engage and discuss. Leave your thoughts, findings, and evidence in the comments below. Engage with fellow guardians to build a comprehensive understanding and strategy. Our mission is clear: expose the corruption, protect our rights, and ensure the truth prevails. Let's work together to bring this information to light and hold those responsible accountable. Spread the word, recruit others, and join the fight at the Liplanet Club. Your efforts are vital in this battle for truth and justice. Together, we are stronger. Together, we are the Allied Guardians. Notice to agent is notice to principal. Notice to principal is notice to agent. I hereby challenge anyone at the preposterously named WHO, or anywhere else on the planet, to provide site-valid scientific evidence of any monkeypox virus, or any other alleged virus. Silence will be interpreted as your tacit admission that you cannot provide or cite any, because it doesn't exist. June 2022, Monkeypox Mania Summit featuring yours truly. Host Alex Zek of The Way Forward presents a live summit to dissect and debunk the monkey business surrounding both monkeypox and the theory of pathogenic viruses at large, over 2 hours of gold. https://drsambaily.com/.inter/monkeypox-mania-summit Mike Stones, Vero L.I. Edgy Monkeypox Resources, https://verilegy.com/category/monkeypox/monkeypox-virus-foyer-responses, the 15th of June, 2022. Valerie Guin, acting as Government Information Specialist at FOSI's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, confessed to Kristen Welsh that the Division of Intramural Research, Division of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases, and Division of Clinical Research within the NIAID searched their files and couldn't find a single record written by anyone on the planet, ever, describing any alleged monkeypox being found in the bodily fluid tissue of a human and purified, in order for it to be sequenced, characterized and studied with controlled experiments, aka science. https://www.fluoridephripeel.ca/.NIAID Kristen, the 10th of June, 2022, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, CDC ATSDR, confessed that they could not find any record describing anyone on Earth finding an alleged monkeypox virus in the bodily fluid tissue excrement of a diseased host animal or human and purifying it, so that it could be sequenced, characterized and studied with controlled experiments, aka science. https://www.fluoridephripeel.ca/.CDC-monkeypox-package, the 11th of August, 2022, Roger Andel, acting as FOIA officer, confessed that the men and women at U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, CDC-ATSDR, have absolutely no documentation whatsoever regarding the origin of the so-called monkeypox virus image posted on their website, or the methodology used to obtain said image. Since Roger had no documentation to share, He instead quoted claims that were allegedly made to him by some unidentified man or woman at the National Center for Emerging Zoonotic and Infectious Diseases. Roger would not disclose whether or not the skin tissue allegedly used in the image had been stored in virus transport medium, containing fetal bovine serum, etc., prior to imaging, or where the imaging was performed or by who. Roger's response indicates that no science whatsoever exists in relation to the so-called monkeypox virus image. https://www.fluoridephripil.ca/.cdc-monkey-virin, the 31st of May, 2022, New Zealand's Crown Research Institute, the Institute of Environmental Science and Research, ESR, confirmed for Michael S. that they have no record of any monkeypox virus found in and purified from the bodily fluid tissue excrement of any sick human on the planet, by anyone, anywhere, ever. https://www.fluoridephripil.ca/.ESR-monkeypox. Package, the 17th of June, 2022, a man or woman working on the OIA services team, Ministry of Health, New Zealand confessed to Michael S. that the people running the ministry have no record of any alleged monkeypox virus being found in the bodily fluid tissue of anyone on Earth and purified, by anyone, anywhere, ever, in order for it to be sequenced, characterized and studied with controlled experiments. https://www.fluoridephripil.ca/.nz-mod-monkeypox, the 7th of September, 2022, the folks at both Health Canada and Public Health Agency of Canada conducted thorough searches and had to confess that they have no record of anyone on Earth finding any alleged monkeypox virus in the bodily fluid tissue excrement of any diseased host animal or human, and then purifying this alleged virus, which would have been necessary in order for this alleged particle to have been sequenced, characterized and studied with valid scientific controlled experiments. In other words, they have no scientific evidence that this alleged virus particle even exists in alleged hosts, let alone causes any disease whatsoever. https://www.fluoridephripil.ca/.hc-fact-monkeypox, the 31st of March, 2022, Lonnie J. Pearson, the man-woman who acts as Assistant Attorney General, Government Records Council, State of Utah, Office of the Attorney General, admitted to Kristen Welsh that they have no record of any monkeypox virus being found in and purified from the bodily fluid tissue excrement of any sick man or woman on the planet, by anyone, anywhere, ever, and made numerous irrelevant statements to distract from glaring incompetence fraud. https://www.fluoridephripil.ca/.utah-office-of, the 6th of June, 2022, Kendra Washington, woman who acts as Public Records Manager, Florida Department of Health, Office of the General Counsel, confessed to Kristen Welsh in response to FOIA records describing anyone on Earth finding any alleged monkeypox virus in the bodily fluid tissue excrement of a diseased host animal or human, and purifying it, so that it could be sequenced, characterized and studied with controlled experiments, aka science. There are no records responsive to this request. https://www.fluoridephripil.ca/.florida-dec-of, the 6th of June, 2022, California Department of Public Health confessed to Kristen Welsh that they have no record of anyone on Earth finding any alleged monkeypox virus in the bodily fluid tissue excrement of a diseased host animal or human, and purifying it so that it could be sequenced, characterized and studied with controlled experiments, aka science. We have yielded no records. https://www.fluoridephripil.ca/.california-dec-ph, the 3rd of June, 2022, Sweden's Public Health Authority folk Hall Simindeden confessed to John Blay that they have no record describing any alleged monkeypox virus being found in the bodily fluid tissue of anyone on Earth and purified, by anyone, anywhere, ever, in order for it to be sequenced, characterized and studied with controlled experiments. https://www.fluoridefripeel.ca/./Sweden, 7 June 2022, Gillian Haney, acting as MPH Director, Bureau of Infectious Disease, Massachusetts Department of Public Health, advised Ben Tetzlaff that the target DNA sequences of the monkeypox PCR test and the genes that those sequences represent and the number of cycles used in that test cannot be made public, because they relate to a national security asset and security measures, disclosure of which is likely to jeopardize public safety or cybersecurity and could compromise future investigative efforts and therefore is not in the public interest, and they have no records re the process used to isolate the imaginary virus. https://www.fluoridefripeel.ca/./massachusetts-hhs-dph, 25 July 2022, Ilone Harrison, acting as Privacy Officer, Public Health Ontario FIR, confessed that no one at FIR, including Colleen Geiger, Brian Schwartz, Jessica Hopkins, Samia Patel and Kieran Deepbains, have any record of any alleged monkeypox virus being found in the bodily fluid tissue of a host and purified, in order for it to be sequenced, characterized and studied with controlled experiments, because virology isn't a science. https://www.fluoridefripeel.ca/.fo-monkeypox-package, 11 August 2022, some anonymous man or woman working in the legal services department at the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control confessed that no one there has any record of any alleged monkeypox virus being found in the bodily fluid tissue of any alleged host and purified, in order for it to be sequenced, characterized and studied with controlled experiments, aka science. They suggested that my friend explore many resources available on PubMed and Google Scholar. Lol. https://www.fluoridefripeel.ca/./euro-center-disease, 13 June 2022, S. Campbell, 4, John D. Elvidge, City Clerk, City of Toronto, confessed that Eileen Bavilla and Toronto Public Health have no records describing anyone on Earth finding and purifying any monkeypox virus from the bodily fluid tissue excrement of any diseased host animal or human. https://www.fluoridefripeel.ca, City of Toronto, 9 September, 2022. Dr. Eileen, conflict of interest. Davila and the City Toronto ignored my FOIA filed on the 22nd of May, 2022, probably because they have no record of any monkeypox virus test that they administer ever being validated against a gold standard since it doesn't exist. https://www.fluoridefripeel.ca/./Toronto-monkeypox, 12 August, 2022, Dr. Kyle Wilson, acting as AS Director, Information Systems and Chief Privacy Officer, Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health, Ontario, Canada, confessed that Nicola Mercer, acting as Medical Officer of Health and CEO, Matthew Tenenbaum, acting as Associate Medical Officer of Health, David Kingmar, acting as Director, Administrative Services, Camille Laux, acting as Manager, Clinical Services, Karen Mulvey, acting as Manager, Vaccine Preventable Diseases, Lillian Marinko, acting as Manager, Control of Infectious Diseases and the Health Unit, have no record of any alleged monkeypox virus being found in the bodily fluid tissue of any so-called host and purified, by anyone, anywhere, ever, despite this being a preliminary step required to show the existence of a virus and despite their monkeypox fear-mongering and despite their offering of a monkeypox vaccine. https://www.fluoridefripeel.ca/./Wellington-Dufferin, 29 June, 2022, Sarah Almas, who acts as Director of Legislative Services Clerk at Corporation of the Town of Collingwood, Ontario, Canada confessed to Jess Squiloni that the town has no record of any alleged monkeypox virus being found in the bodily fluid tissue of any host and purified by anyone, anywhere, ever. https://www.fluoridefreepeel.ca/.town-of/Collingwood. Peterborough Public Health and Thomas Pickett, the man who acts as medical officer of health and made a false report to police about me, have no record describing anyone on earth finding and purifying any alleged monkeypox virus from the bodily fluids of any diseased human, ever, or any study that in Thomas' opinion proves the existence of this alleged virus. https://www.fluoridefreepeel.ca/.peterborough-ph.30/June/2022, Larry Stinson, the man who acts as director of operations at the non-profit Peterborough Public Health, decided he's had quite enough of my frivolous and or vexatious requirements for scientific evidence and bizarrely asserted that my requests amounted to an abuse of the right of access and interferes with PPH's operations. Larry used this as an excuse to deny access to all records in the possession, custody or control of Peterborough Public Health that formed the basis of Thomas Pickett and PPH's claim that monkeypox virus had been confirmed in Peterborough. https://www.fluoridefreepeel.ca/.peterborough-ph. The 9th of August, 2022, Larry Stinson, acting as Director of Operations at the non-profit Peterborough Public Health, PPH, has declared war on transparency and accountability and reached a new low in the wacky world of virus foire. Larry now labels anyone asking for evidence of any alleged virus as frivolous and or vexatious. Darren, a concerned and hardly frivolous parent in Peterborough, filed his first ever FOIL to PPH and is now on the receiving end of Larry's willful obstruction and potentially slanderous accusations. Instead of providing Darren with documentation that forms the basis of Thomas Pickett and PPH's claims that monkeypox virus was confirmed in Peterborough, Larry claimed that Darren FOIA's frivolous and or vexatious, in that it is part of a pattern of conduct that amounts to an abuse of the right of access and interferes with the operations of Peterborough Public Health. Darren then filed an appeal with Patricia Cossim, who acts as Information and Privacy Commissioner of Ontario, IPC. But according to Lorne Schwartz, who acts as registrar, the IPC had basically become useless, having closed their office in March 2020, and being too incompetent to handle appeals remotely. Naturally, the imaginary virus was to blame. See pages 1, 2 and 54, https://www.fluoridefreepeel.ca/.peterborough-public, the 15th of August, 2022, Grey Bruce Health Unit, Ontario, confessed to Jess Clark that, despite announcing to the community in July that a case of monkeypox virus had been confirmed, they actually have no proof of this at all and they don't even have any record of anyone on earth finding the alleged virus in any bodily fluid tissue and purifying it, ever, so that scientific investigation could actually take place. https://www.fluoridefreepeel.ca/. Grey Bruce Health, all rights reserved. Christian, https://www.fluoridefreepeel.ca/2024-2008-15WHOS.